This is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok, and today I just want to tell you a story about how our online marketing works, starting from the very, very first part, which is creating the content. So whenever you create content for your website, you're basically doing two things. You're telling the world of what you want to tell them about, and you're also inviting people to link to that content and come to your website to find out about your product or service. And so by creating content, you've got, you know, it's a great way of improving your search engine results, it's improving your visitor satisfaction, lots and lots of things. So let me tell you the story about what I did yesterday. So again, I was in a taxi on my way to work, and I thought I'd pick up my iPhone and do a podcast. It's a wonderful service called Audioboo, and that's what I use to create these podcasts. Now, Audioboo allows me to simply just talk into the phone and then upload it, and it becomes part of our social network. Now, that's just the first stage. So whenever you're thinking of doing content, please make sure it's mainly two things. Number one is it's engaging, it's interesting, and it adds value. There's no point just giving out verbal diarrhea. It's important to make sure your content really does engage people, and anybody reading it, watching it, or listening to it is actually enriched by it. I mean, that might be a bit of a grandiose idea, but it is important to make sure your content's interesting to get people to come back. Now, the second bit is make sure it's easy to do, because if it's not, you won't do it. It's as simple as that. If you make creating content a chore, you simply will not do it. Now, for me, all I have to do is talk into a phone. Once I've finished talking into the phone, I just upload it, create a little article around it, and I'm done. And so that allows me to do regular podcasts, and it keeps the content fresh and keeps it regular. Okay, so now I've recorded my podcast and I've uploaded it. It now becomes part of the first stage of telling the world about what we do by being part of the Audioboo page. Now we've got, I think it's about five or six, not too many followers on Audioboo, but as soon as we put our content up there, people on Audioboo network can actually find it. You know, if they do a search for web design or things like that, they can find us. And obviously the people who are subscribed to us will be able to know what we do as well. And so that's just the first stage, okay? So where the content goes, where it sort of lies, can be a great place to bring people in. Now, we've got the Audioboo online, so now we need to sort of bring it into our own website. So what I do is I create a new article. Now, we use WordPress to manage our website, so it's a very, very easy method for us to keep doing out content, because it was basically built for that. So we call it articles, you know, some people call it blogging, but we release articles, and this article is the podcast. So what I do is I create the article, I give it a nice title and a bit of a description, a bit of an intro text as well if people are looking at the list of things. I add a nice header and a couple of example images, and then I embed the code used to make Audioboo work. So I just go to Audioboo, click embed, and then it'll give me some code, and I can just put that on my website, which means that as anybody reading the article, they just have to click play, dead easy, very easy, and they don't leave my website. So that's that. So as soon as I publish that article, then two things happen with regards to WordPress. One thing is that the RSS feed, which is a bit like a mini newsletter, sends out some information to anybody who's registered to our RSS feed and says, oh, Web Courses Bangkok, they've just released some new content and here it is. And the other thing is it's WordPress very nicely adds it to our sitemap, and that then in turn gets submitted to Google straight away. So instantly, you know, we've got Google knows about our new content, we've got our RSS feeds instantly know about it, and then you've got the people visiting the website as well. So if they're looking at our articles, they can see, the latest article is this podcast. Brilliant. So that's three ways of doing it. Now, the last way we do it is we sort of do this all together, and we use a service called OnlyWire. And OnlyWire allows you to register for all the different social networks like Facebook and Twitter. You click submit once, and it submits it to everything all at once. So a very, very easy way to get it out. And you can submit to around about 50 websites with one button. All right, so I hope that helps. I hope it tells a story. And if you're interested in learning more about online marketing, please contact us on the website. Thanks a lot. Bye.